Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Hello.
Let's unpack the first story. It tackles a pretty critical global issue.
It does. It's about the plastics crisis. A recent assessment from The Lancet, the medical journal, calls it severe.
Severe? How?
Well, they estimate it costs government something like $1.5 trillion every year.
Wow, trillion.
Yeah, and poses a grave danger to human and planetary health. And, you know, it disproportionately hits vulnerable populations. Just look at the production numbers. 2 megatons in 1950 now, 475 megatons in 2022.
That's staggering growth.
It is, and it's projected to hit 1,200 megatons by 2060. We're talking 8,000 megatons of plastic waste already out there, with less than 10% actually getting recycled.
Less than 10%.
Right. So while there are talks for a global plastics treaty, there's a lot of disagreement. Some countries and the industry focus on recycling.
But the experts in The Lancet are saying...
They're saying recycling, while important, just can't solve the crisis on its own. The scale is too big.
That makes sense. So for a discussion starter with students, maybe something like, what choices have you made about using plastic? And does knowing this change how you think about it?
That's a good one. Gets them thinking personally.
Okay, moving from sort of human impact to raw in nature.
A volcano.
Yeah, over in far eastern Russia, the Krasheninnikov volcano erupted, first time since 1550.
1550, seriously.
Seriously. It threw ash nearly 4 miles up. Scientists think a big earthquake 5 days earlier in the Ring of Fire might have triggered it. Wow. And this was considered dormant.
Exactly. Dormant means, you know, not currently active but still connected to magma and capable of erupting. It wasn't extinct.
Right. And there's that interesting angle some scientists bring up about melting glaciers potentially making dormant volcanoes more dangerous, like shaking a soda bottle.
That's the analogy, yeah. It raises broader questions about climate change impacts we might not immediately think of.
So, a question for students could be, how does an unexpected natural event like this make you think differently about the world?
Yeah, about its power and unpredictability.
Okay, next up, shifting from nature back to human decisions, this time impacting health policy.
Right. This involves the Department of Health and Human Services, led by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They've canceled $500 million in contracts.
For what specifically?
For 22 different mRNA vaccine projects. And this has alarmed quite a few scientists.
Because?
Well, Secretary Kennedy has been vocal, a skeptic about vaccines. He argues mRNA tech has more risks than benefits and isn't effective for upper respiratory viruses.
Okay, that's his stance. And the counterargument.
Many scientists, like Rick Bright, who used to head BARDA, strongly disagree. They point out that these vaccines saved millions of lives during the pandemic.
Right.
And they worry this decision really weakens the country's ability to respond quickly to, you know, future outbreaks.
So it's a real clash of perspectives on risk and benefit.
Definitely.
This raises a really important point for critical thinking. Maybe ask students. When experts disagree on something like health or science, how do you figure out who or what to trust?
That's a vital skill for them to develop. Okay, let's shift gears again. Deep underwater this time.
Oh.
Chinese scientists went down 30,000 feet into the Kuril Kamchatka Trench in the Pacific. That's the Hadal Zone extreme depths.
30,000 feet. That's incredible pressure.
Exactly. Total darkness, near freezing temperatures, just immense pressure. And yet they found a thriving, diverse ecosystem down there.
How does life even survive there? No sunlight, right?
Right. It's not photosynthesis. It's chemosynthesis. Microbes use chemicals like methane and sulfur from undersea vents to create food.
Amazing. Making dinner in the dark, essentially.
Basically, yeah. It really expands what we thought was possible for life in extreme places.
So for discussion,
yeah,
maybe, think about a place you've learned about that amazed you with its challenges. What was it, and why did it interest you?
Nice. Okay, finally, let's end with something a bit lighter.
Please.
The World Dog Surfing Championships.
You're kidding. Dog surfing.
Nope. Happened in San Francisco. About 20 canine competitors, apparently over 10,000 spectators.
What do they judge? How well the dog hangs 10.
Haha, something like that. Balance, length of the ride, maybe some tricks. The dogs surf with their owners nearby, of course.
Of course.
A chocolate lab named Kaka won the overall title. And it wasn't just fun and games. It raised money for animal shelters, too.
That's great. It highlights that human-animal bond, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, the story mentions Isa Surf Dog's owner participating despite a disability.
Exactly. It's about companionship and achieving things together.
Fun discussion idea. What's something unusual or fun you've done with a pet or would like to try?
Or even, how does a story like this show the special connection people have with animals?
Both good prompts. So, quite a range of topics students are encountering through the juice.
Absolutely. From, you know, major global challenges and policy debates to amazing science and just fun community events.
It really covers a lot of ground.
It does. And hopefully exploring these stories helps foster curiosity, critical thinking, just a broader understanding of the world.
Well said. We hope this quick deep dive gives you some useful insights for your own conversations with the young learners you know.
Yeah, we hope it's helpful.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll share more insights next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.